Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Eagles podcast on the Locked On Network, your team every day. I am your host, Gino Camilleri. Louis DiBiase will be out for this one, and this is a kind of new segment for us. This is going to be a little, we're going to go into gambling a little bit. We're going to call this one Gino's Guarantees, and we're going to try and get this every week, seeing that gambling is coming into the mainstream. And great enough, we are joined by a special guest, Jeff Nadeau. At Jeff Nadeau on Twitter, N-A-D-U. He's also known as the big man on campus. He's a great sports handicapper. He does everything from soccer to football to NCAA basketball, the whole gamut. And I think it was good. I would like to grow our audience, get them more knowledgeable about sports gambling because it's becoming relevant. I know ESPN is, you could see the lines at the bottom of the ticker now, and Al Michaels is always dropping his references on Sunday Night Football. So it's good. I like to educate people, and this is something that I've been doing and I've been passionate about the last couple years. Have I made a ton of money? Not really, but it makes interesting on a Saturday when there's no other games on, or a Tuesday night Maction, as we like to say. So I think it's really great that we're talking about sports gambling on this one, because this one's brought to you by MyBookie. And, you know, ever since I started working at this podcast with Lou, people have been asking me for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week, and I really don't know half the time. So the truth is, we don't know who's going to win. You or I don't know who's going to win. That's why they play the game. So, but if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, where you're betting, who you're betting on is almost as important as who you're betting with. And that's why I always tell people to bet MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they are the best in the business this season and every season. They've been in business for years and have great reviews online, and their mobile site is really easy to use. You can go on any browser and sign right in. So I'd like to recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me, and that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, over and unders, fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. MyBookie is slammed with new bettors and wants to get everyone involved with the best service possible. If you're willing to deposit after 7 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, they'll give you an additional $25 free pay on deposits over $100. Just think of that. 25 extra bucks that you could cash in on an underdog and walk away with a couple hundred. You never know what's going to happen. So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. So on top of that, you get dollar for dollar match and 25 free dollars. That sounds great to me. So use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie.com. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when you're creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. And once again, if you are willing to hold out until 7 p.m. Eastern tonight, you get an extra $25 free play on top of your dollar-for-dollar match. And by using promo code LOCKEDON, adding the number 25 at the end of it, so LOCKEDON number 25, and that's a great way to get some money. It's up to you guys, but I'd wait until after dinner and make a couple extra dollars. So head on over to MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, everybody, welcome into the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, I am your host, Gino Camilleri, and we are joined by Jeff Nadeau, or better known as the big man on campus.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. It's good to have a fellow Eagles fan on this podcast.
Yeah. You know, you reached out to me, and I had to say yes. I mean, anytime I could see you know, some young people doing a show on the Eagles, a podcast on the Eagles, I'm a diehard Eagle fan. I mean, I've rooted for the Eagles in my family since I was born. It's kind of a family thing, and it's brought out through your different levels of your family. So yeah, I had to say yes, and I'm looking forward to talking to you every week.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. And that's funny that you said that it's a family thing. My dad was a Raiders fan, unfortunately, so I hopped off of that bandwagon pretty quick and hopped on the Birds. Been a fan for 17 years. So,
well, that's great. I'm glad you came over. Yeah, you know, in my family, I think when I came out of the womb, I mean, it was green, it was white, it was black, it was gray. It was that's what we had on every day, every Sunday. You know, I was at the NFC Championship, been to all the games. I think I've been. I don't know. I missed a couple games last year, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of the one sport where, you know, being in the sports betting business, I don't have a ton of favorite teams just because I don't like to mix that. But I do know for 3 hours on Sunday, I try to kind of get away and you know, be a fan for a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's in your blood. Are you happen to be from Philly, or are you from that region?
I lived in Philly for years. I live outside of the city now, about an hour west, Lancaster, which it's very close. You know, I'm in the city quite frequently. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when you're from this area, you know, the real ones are Eagles fans. You know, if you're from, you're rooting for another team, you're, you know, I'm not going to call you what I think you are, but, you know, it's kind of a lifestyle thing here. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, the Premier League over in England. You know, you have your neighborhood club, you have your area club, and that's who you root for. And, it's kind of like a livelihood on Sunday. You know, you kind of just, it's something you do. And, yeah, I mean, last year was obviously a great season, and it was something that I had never seen before. And, yeah, I'm happy to be an Eagles fan. I'm proud. I bleed Eagle green. And, I'm glad you put it on, because it's always nice to see Eagles stuff on the internet.
Yeah, me and my co-host Lou, we happen to both live in Buffalo, so we wanted to get out. Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have to live in such a terrible sports city, but good thing we root for a team down in Philly, and we're Super Bowl champs now. But
I love it.
So the premise of this show, everybody, just to let you know, we're going to go with the working title right now of Geno's Guarantees. We're going to talk a little sports betting. So it's now legal in Pennsylvania. It's legal at the Shore. I have a couple futures in. I got one that the Eagles are going to repeat, so let's hope that goes through. But we wanted to get a little jump on it and get our audience introduced to it, and maybe somebody who hasn't been involved in gambling can get their foot in the door and maybe give it a try, even if it's $5-$10 on a Sunday. You know, just makes things a little more interesting, in my opinion. What would you say, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's something you want to do responsibly. You don't want to jump in with 2 feet, but I agree with you on what you said. I mean, you definitely, you know, it's a better way to enjoy a game. Let's say I've been betting on sports since I was, I don't know, 7-8 years old. I mean, I've kind of dedicated my life to this business as far as, you know, this is what I do. This is what I know. And, yeah, I think it's something if you do responsibly, you get the right information, you spend time on it, you treat it like a hobby. If it's a hobby, something you do, you know, put your all into it. For me, it's a business. I put all my effort into it, and I try to do as good as I can with it. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely, you know, obviously be responsible. You know, the great thing about going to a casino and making a bet is you have to have the money. You know, a lot of people get started through a bookmaker, and, you know, you can get into trouble that way betting on credit. But I think with everything coming out of the back room and being kind of in the forefront, you can go to a casino in Atlantic City. You can go up to the Meadowlands, you know, near New York and make a bet. So, you know, it's definitely becoming more acceptable. You know, I saw today on ESPN, you know, that, you know, every time you talk about a game now on ESPN, they have the line. They have everything there, and that's something that even last year they didn't do. So it's a great time for people like me, and I'm very excited, and you know, I hope I can maybe help the listeners and get them into the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Al Michaels, you would hear the occasional sports betting reference, sure. But now it's coming right into the mainstream, and if you guys want to hear Jeff, he is part of the RightWager.com podcast, and you could check out him. I know you talk about soccer, you talk about American football,
yeah.
you go through the whole gamut, really.
Yeah, I do. I work for a company. I do a lot of audio and video content for a company called SBR Forum, Sportsbook Review. A lot of people may know it. It's somewhere kind of where you start. You know, you kind of learn about it as a bettor. They rate sports books, but they also have a content area where I've worked for them for about 4 years now. I do a lot of different shows on there, and you know, really just, you know, go over games. You know, give out free picks, selections, analysis. I also sell my picks as well, but for me, it's all about content. You know, I want to get people interested in the business, you know, be that kind of voice for them. You know, a lot of people don't have the time I have to look over games. They may have a family or you know, or kids or whatever. So, you know, they need people like me to maybe try to give them an edge and find them out information. And you know, that's what we do over at SBR. So, yeah, I mean, I'm ready when you are, bro. Let's get into the games. I'm chomping at the bit, you know.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear. So, being an Eagles podcast, we got to start things off with the birds. So we're going 1-0. We're heading down to Tampa, and Nick Foles is taking the reins once again. So what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting game. I mean, obviously people watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week. They watched them kind of destroy the New Orleans Saints. But you know, here's the problem. I mean, they gave up 40 points in a process. It kind of turned into a shootout. You know, and Fitzpatrick just had one of those games. He had one of those games where you kind of, as quarterback like him, you dream about. But I think we're all well aware of who and what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. He's a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're facing a much tougher defense this week that I'd imagine is going to get a little bit more pressure, be a little bit more potent to him than the Saints were. The Saints just aren't a very good defense team. But here's my problem with the Eagles. The line looks a bit too short. The line hasn't moved at all. The public is on the Eagles here. They're always going to be on the Eagles. The Eagles are Super Bowl champs. Even with Nick Foles, the public is on the Eagles. And the line hasn't moved really at all, and that's a big concern to me. This is a trap game for the Eagles because you look at their schedule. You have a very winnable game next week against the Colts. The Eagles need Carson Wentz back. I know we can try to beat around the bush and say Nick Foles is okay, but this offense just isn't particularly great with him in there. They don't have Alshon Jeffrey. Darren Sproles looks doubtful to play. You do get Nigel Bradham back, so obviously I expect the defense to be a lot better. But this is a tough one from an Eagles standpoint. I think they'll win this game, and I think they'll cover just because I think Tampa Bay is a bit of a mirage. I think a lot of people overrate what they see in week one. You look at last night with the Ravens. They were particularly great in week one, and week two they were kind of you know, a fuse that just kind of died out. For me, I would be on the Eagles here. I'm not running to the window to bet on this game. You know, you're basically saying that on the Eagles home field they'd be a 6-point favorite. That's about where I would have this game. But the Eagles should be able to move the ball. As long as Nick Foles doesn't turn the football over, they should be able to take care of Tampa. You're going to be able to score on this team. You know, without Brent Grimes, without Vernon Hargraves, this secondary is awful. I mean, in last year, they really struggled without Grimes. So I lead Eagles here. They should be able to get it done on merit. And they usually win games like this, at least lately. So I'll say Eagles 27, Bucks 20.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. So I'm assuming you're going to take the over on that one at 43.5 as well.
43, obviously a total in the NFL. Still somewhat low. I mean, anytime I'm going to get the Bucks defense against a team like the Eagles who can move the football, I'd expect the Eagles to get into the mid-20s. That's kind of something I would hope they can do. The Bucks should be able to move the ball. I don't think they're going to totally shut down. I think the one concern you have with the Eagles is if that pass rush doesn't get there, do you trust, you know, Sidney Jones? Do you trust some of those guys on the back end? But, you know, I think we've learned Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, terrific safeties. Ronald Darby's become, to me, I think one of the most underrated corners in the league. So, yeah, I think it'll be a sneaky high-scoring game. But I'll be honest with you, this game will not be on my card. I'll be watching it as a fan.
Yeah, that's completely understandable. And yeah, there's a lot of outlying factors here with the heat and everything. I think that's fair to kind of fade away from that game, I would say. And you also have to take into account that Foles is 2-0 lifetime in Tampa, so maybe he gets that magic number 3. So moving on, where else do you see some value in this league?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some real value with and people are going to think I'm nuts, but I think there's some value in the Buffalo Bills this week. You know, you look at this number, it's at 7. Now, earlier today, this number was 7.5. It's been bet down. To me, that's a real red flag. You look at the NFL, when you're betting the NFL, it's a pro league, and most pro leagues are filled with public bettors that really, you know, they might bet with their heart or because they like a team or they like a player or something like that. That's what we call public money. You look at the bet percentages in this game. 80% of the public are betting on the Chargers. The line should be going up. It should not be going down. That's a problem to me. Basically, he's telling me that's a false flag. The Chargers have to go across the country. And we have to admit last week, the Bills quit. They didn't play well in the game. The game was over early. It was rainy. It was raw. It was cold. It wasn't a particularly good setting for the Bills. They switched quarterbacks. I expect Josh Allen to be a little bit more effective in this game. They do have a pretty good defense at the end of the day. I worry about the Chargers. Without Joey Bosa, they didn't look particularly good getting much of a pass rush. They were eaten alive by Patrick Mahomes. You got to go across the country. It's an early start. To me, generally, if you look at the numbers over the years, West Coast to East Coast teams struggle in that 1 o'clock spot. For me, this is a fade of the public. No one wants the Bills right now, and the line's going their way. That's weird to me. I will go with the Bills in this game.
All right. Yeah. So I saw that you mentioned the public money. So do you tend to fade away from if there's a, like you said, 80% of the money is on one team? Do you tend to fade the public, or are there times when you'll stick with that 80%?
No, I think as bettors, you know, when you're looking at a pro sport, pro NBA, the NFL, I think that's when you when you can be able to go on a non-public side and you have the, you know, let's say the balls to bet those. I think that's where you kind of move up from the hobby bettor to a professional, where we have the ability to do that, because most bettors don't want to get involved with that non-sexy side. They don't want to take underdogs. The public bets favorites, they bet overs. And in the NFL, the wide array of NFL games, they don't give away 81, 82, 85, 90% winners. It just doesn't happen. With the vast amount of public money on one side, it's not often that they come in. There just isn't. And in the NFL, points are important. I mean, a 7.5 points at home, I'll take that every day of the week, especially on a team that no one really wants right now. You can't explain why has the line went down. It should be going up. That's how a line works. When you have 2.5 and the public's on it, it should go up to 3, 3.5, 4. The fact that it's going the other way really worries me. But yeah, to answer your question, in the NFL, yeah, I would look the other way.
Yeah, definitely. I could see this being a body clock game too. Like you said, it's a 1 o'clock game. That's 10 a.m. in Pacific time. So that definitely, I could see that playing a role. So what do you think score-wise in this game? What are you expecting?
Yeah, I will say, and I just do want to clarify, I think the time clock stuff is a lot more important to me to college as opposed to NFL. You know, if you know anything, over the years, actually, the numbers have been a little bit better for road teams. You know, they have the big jets and they have good conditions. It's not like they're traveling on a bus or something. Mm-hmm. So the conditions have improved. I would say I think this game is in the 20s. I think the total is kind of right where it should be. I think it's like, 26, 21, something like that. You know, maybe hangs, you know, right near the number, right near the total. Maybe 24, 21, 24, 17. I think it hangs close to the number, but if you're getting that 7.5, that's a pretty solid number here.
Yeah, our neighbors in Western New York will love to hear that one. So, coming out of Western New York, anything else you like here?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have my eye on a couple different things. Let me pull up my. I'm having a little bit of a computer problem here. Bear with me 1 second. Yeah, the Falcons-Panthers, another interesting game here. You know, you look at this number, you basically have 6, 7 across the board. You can actually get 7 at one of the books. But I think this is, again, I think week 2 is interesting because you're really kind of trying to decipher who's real and who isn't. And I think what most people look at is all week we've seen how the Falcons lost 2 corners. The Falcons you know, are still a favorite, though. And they're still a team that I think a lot of people are going to look at and say, why are they 6-point favorites? The Panthers are pretty good. I mean, they beat Dallas. But here's the problem I have with Carolina. Their offense didn't look good. They couldn't pull away from the Dallas Cowboys. For as bad as Dallas played, they still only lost by 8 points. They had the ball to go into tie with a few minutes to go. Carolina with Keekly injured seemingly constantly is a problem. I, for the last 3-4 years, don't trust their secondary. They have a very good front 7, but I think Atlanta for me is the play in this game, because I look at this and say to myself, I think a lot of people are jumping on the Panthers here. I think a lot of people are saying that's got to be a close game. The truth of the matter is, though, Atlanta has gotten a lot better in the favorite role. Last year, they were very good in that realm. They're also good at home against the number. A lot of people also forget what, you know, remember what they saw last time. They saw an Atlanta team that couldn't move the ball into the end zone inside the 20. That's something they've heard all week. I have to think at some point that gets straightened out. For me, I would hate to say it, but at home in that dome, I would look towards the Atlanta Falcons here. I think they're the right side. I think Matt Ryan bounces back. Atlanta's not going 0-2. I just don't think they are. I think Carolina can. Someone's going to go 0-2. I think it's Carolina. I'm going to say something along the lines of like 28-17, something like that. I think Atlanta's defense gets there and does some good things against Cam Newton in that running game. I'm going to look towards the Atlanta Falcons here.
Definitely, and I could see with Greg Olsen and Darrell Williams being out as well that Carolina struggles to move that ball. And I think the Falcons, you played one of the best defenses in the league last week, so it's kind of a mirage, as you would say. And I have to agree with you there.
And you look at how bad they played on the road. I mean, in the with the goal line and stuff, they still, the Falcons were very much in that game and one play away from winning. So they're really not that far away. They just need to get the red zone stuff straightened out. One other game here that I had my eye on, obviously the big one between the Jags and Patriots. You look at this line, man. I mean, you're down to a pick 'em. I mean, look, a long time ago when I was just coming up in the game that I'm in, somebody told me to – I asked him for advice. He told me never bet against the Patriots. Look, I'm getting the Patriots at a pick 'em against a Jags team whose best player is not going to play in this game. Leonard Fournette is the Jags offense. Without him, let's be real, they're just not very good. I don't want Blake Bortles trying to do too much. The receivers aren't any good. Their defense is good, but it's Tom Brady. It's the Patriots. For me, it's quick. I'm taking the Patriots at a pick 'em against anyone. I don't care who it is. I've seen time and time again them beat teams in this spot. This is possibly a very public thing to do, but I think people like the Jags. They're a team that people think they're just going to stay in the game because they play defense. To score in this league is how you win. You have to score at some point. I'm not sure with how good the Patriots' defense looked last week. I worry about them in this game. If Fournette plays, might be a little bit more inclined to not be involved in this one, but if he's not in there at a pick 'em, I'm taking the Patriots every time.
That's fair. And with a good Jacksonville defense, what do you expect? I mean, score wise, you think it's going to be low scoring? They'll be able to hold the Pats, or do you think Tom Brady will be able to have his way with that defense?
I mean, I don't think he'll have his way. I think we've learned that. I don't think anyone really ever has their way with the Jags, but I would say, I don't know. Scores are tough. I would say, 24-17, 27-17. I think they find a way. This game's probably close at halftime, but I don't see a situation where Gronk, Brady, James White, all those guys, I just can't see them losing. I think the Jags are a good team. I don't think they're a great team. They're good. They're not great. For me, and the Patriots just sit back and listen to Jalen Ramsey talk. I'm sure they'll have something to say on the field about him this week. I'm sure they'll target him. And I get the feeling they get the upper hand here.
Yeah, I can totally agree with you there. Folks, we're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with some finishing remarks from Jeff. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Locked On Eagles podcast. We just had a couple good bets from the big man on campus, Jeff Nadeau. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jeff Nadeau, J-E-F-F-N-A-D-U. So, Jeff, just for the average bettor here, I know we've mentioned you talk about positional matchups, you talk about fading the money. What are a couple of key points that you look at when you're picking your card?
Yeah, I think one thing, if I'm going to talk to a bettor that's just kind of getting to the game, I think the allure of winning money is obviously there. That's why you do it. You want to make money. But the truth of the matter is it's a difficult business. It's hard to win consistently. It's not sexy. It's not something you get rich on quickly. I would say to an average bettor, don't bet parlays and don't bet teasers. Parlays and teasers are ways to go broke quick. It's the lure of fast money. I kind of liken it, and I hate to do this, but I liken it to the drug game. I mean, the drug game, you can get rich fast, but you also can go broke pretty fast and go to jail. Betting parlays is a quick ticket to losing your money. You can, win. Let's say you bet a three-team parlay for $25. You're going to win $150. It's hard to win one game, let alone three. And the truth of the matter is, for me, I like to focus on one or two games, not try to pick four or five. I know people think, well, it's only $25, but that stuff adds up quick. I mean, by the end of the week, you're looking at your card and you're saying, well, I'm down $300. What did I do? Well, I bet six parlays. I bet eight parlays. My advice to a normal bettor is start with one or two games. Try to grind out a profit. That's what I try to do. But as far as what to look for, it really depends. When you're looking at the NFL, I think you really have to look at, like you said, spots, public sharp money, that kind of thing. I don't necessarily buy into sharp money. I'm more or less just trying to look at the public and what they're betting. But in college, it's obviously a bigger card. There's a lot bigger things. Like my preference in sports betting is college basketball. That's kind of my forte. And I've adopted kind of, looking at certain conferences, running with the same teams, kind of getting involved with the same teams. You go down on a Saturday and just try to pick stuff out. It's difficult. You got to kind of go with what works. You go with a conference, go with a division, go with teams that work for you. Just find things that are kind of beneficial. You know, revenge angles in college football is big. You know, home teams in college football. You know, keeping up with beat writers that are close to these teams. You know, go and find a Maryland beat writer. Find out who's suspended. Find out who's not. Because you take certain players away from some of these teams, and they're not good. I mean, defense is optional seemingly anymore in college. So I think it really depends on what sport you're looking at. But if I'm looking pro, I'm looking towards, you know, going against what makes sense. You know, a lot of the time, Vegas doesn't hand out free money. It just doesn't work like that. How many times have you seen, you know, in the NFL, wow, you know, like last week, the Miami Dolphins, prime example. They're at home. No one really liked them this year. They're a point favorite, though, against Tennessee. Number just didn't make any sense. Miami wins the game and won it fairly easily. So you just got to be smart. You got to say, what doesn't make sense here? And if it looks too good to be true in this business, it normally is.
Yeah, I've come to find out the hard way that that is, and Vegas knows a lot better than we do. I unfortunately had Oregon last week. I was hoping they kicked that extra point, and it got blocked. And that,
I'll tell you what, you know, it's funny you say that. I actually had Oregon myself. It's kind of random you brought that one up, but one of my favorite things as far as sports betting is concerned is I like to focus on non-conference and college basketball when at college football, and I spend a lot of time on FCS matchups because I think there's a ton of value in those games against FBS, and I actually took Oregon as well, and that was a tough one. A minute left, the kid misses an extra point. You know, and that's why it's important you get the best number. You know, you're trying to get on certain games early, you know, betting favorites early, don't wait, you bet dogs late. You know, it's you got to learn out the hard way sometimes, but you know, learn from the mistakes that I've made, you know, my course of so long doing this. The one thing I'll say, like I said, don't bet parlays and teasers. There's a lot of false hope in them. They look too good, but it's hard to win one game, let alone three or four.
I completely agree, and I've learned the hard way myself, and I'm just starting to come around on it, picking up the little tips of the trade here, and I hope everybody else was able to learn some knowledge from Jeff here, and we're going to get him on every week, and hopefully we can all roll away with some money from Jeff. And thank you very much, Jeff. It was a pleasure talking to you for the first time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Gino. Good luck with the show, and I'll be listening. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Fly Eagles fly.
You're listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.